So on the evening of January 6, 2014, I got one of those horrible phone calls that maybe you've received over the course of your ministry, over the course of your career. A good friend of mine, my right-hand man in my leadership position there in Florida, had been traveling in the Las Vegas area, and he had gone out there to meet with a variety of people and pursue a variety of things that we needed done in our organization. And at the end of that day, he had gone running, and during that run, he had a massive heart attack and died before he hit the ground. One of those horrible losses personally, as a guy that I looked up to, a guy that I admired, a guy who was my right-hand man, my senior enlisted leader. He was a strong Christian brother and friend, and a personal loss for me, as well as a personal deep loss for our organization. He was the kind of leader, the kind of guy that made an impact everywhere he went and on everyone that he came into contact with. And of course, it was a huge loss for his wonderful wife, Karen, and their two amazing kids, Catherine and Joey. And we all mourned together during that time. But as I rewound a little bit, the activities on the 6th of January, 2014, I came across three vital leadership lessons from a guy who was filled with servant leadership from top to bottom. And those leadership lessons came from what was in his possession during that day, and they came from what was on his schedule during that day. So starting with those two things that were in his possession on that day, and the only reason I know what was in his possession is that when you go through a loss like that, at least in the United States military, you assign someone called a summary courts officer, and they're responsible for inventorying all of the possessions of a particular individual while they're on the road. And that summary courts officer came back with the list, and there were two things that I think are important from a leadership perspective that he had in his possession that we can learn from today. The first was that he was in the middle of reading a book about how to be a better Christian father. This is a guy who was a mountain of a man, an amazing father, husband, leader, friend, but yet he had the humility to recognize that no matter who you are and no matter where you get to in life, you're never done growing. And that first lesson is the importance of humble growth. That stepping back wherever you are and recognizing that if we're going to be the leader that God would have us to be, then we need to pursue those things that will help us to grow out of a spirit of humility. Secondly, as that summary courts officer went through the contents of his wallet, they came across a small note card with some Bible verses on it, specifically 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and this is what they said. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Every time he opened up his wallet, he wanted to be reminded of those important truths that he was to show himself strong and show himself a man. He had a focus and a purpose in his life that he was reminded of every time he took out his billfold and opened up his wallet. Just in those possessions, we are reminded of the importance of humble growth and focus and purpose in life. So what about his schedule? He went out there to the Las Vegas area from the Florida area, and he could have relished in the pomp and circumstance of a chief master sergeant in the United States Air Force being out there and relishing in all of the opportunity to enjoy the protocol of an event like that. But there were four primary things that were on his calendar on the 6th of January, 2014. Four things on Chief Master Sergeant Joe Hubbard's calendar. This is what they were. Support a struggling coworker. Visit a military spouse who is in the hospital. Encourage and inspire a small, geographically separated detachment of airmen. And finally, mentor a young detachment commander. On his last day on this earth, he spent time supporting, visiting, encouraging, inspiring, and mentoring. That was what was on his schedule. Not the things that he could have received, but the things that he wanted to pour into the lives of others. One of my favorite leadership books is written by a Colonel B.P. McCoy. He was a colonel in the United States Marine Corps during the heaviest fighting of Iraqi freedom. He was a battalion commander. He wrote a book called The Passion of Command. And in the inside cover of that book, there's a warning label. Only a Marine would have a warning label on the inside cover of their book, and he does. And this is what it says. Without genuine concern, this is all worthless. Without genuine concern, this is all worthless. And I think what B.P. McCoy meant by that is twofold. Number one, go ahead and stop reading my book. It's going to be worthless to you if you don't have genuine concern for the people or the mission. And number two, you will be a worthless leader if you don't have genuine concern for the people or the mission. If you don't pour yourself as a leader into others like Chief Mass Sergeant Joe Hubbard did on the last day of his life, if it is not a passion of yours to grow people to become the best possible version of themselves and to serve God in that way, because Joe Hubbard did, Chief Hubbard did, and certainly our Lord did as well. We are reminded in Matthew 9:38 that Jesus was moved with compassion. We are reminded when he was queried about the most important commandments in the book of Mark, that Jesus answered him, those that were asking him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And this is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. It's a reminder from Chief Hubbard and certainly from our Lord that our priority should be not us, not as leaders. It's never about us, but it's about serving God and serving others. I recently read through Spiritual Leadership, J. Oswald Sanders, a great leadership book, and I took one of these nuggets away. It is this, that in this entire book, a book about leadership, the word leader is only mentioned six times. Six times, half a dozen times is the word leader mentioned, but dozens of times, lead, leading, leadership. As leaders, it's never about us. It's always about others and how we can pour our lives into them with genuine concern. Chief Mass Sergeant Joe Hubbard was a mountain of a man. He was a guy that I learned from our first interaction to our last. And certainly, we can learn how to be the type of leaders God wants us to be by considering those things that he did on his last days. Matthew 20:26-28. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. I learn, obviously, how to be the best leader that I can from God's word, but I learned a lot about how to be a chief among us by watching that chief among us, Chief Mass Sergeant Joe Hubbard. And I learned about the importance of humble growth, and I learned about the importance of reminding yourself constantly of your focus and your purpose. And I reminded myself of those truths of the importance of genuine concern. I want all of us to be, as Christian leaders, chief among us. I want us to live lives that have purpose and focus and that are filled with humble growth and that are filled with genuine concern to serve God and serve others. And if we're going to make the impact that Christ would have us to make in this world, wherever you may be, then we need to learn these lessons so that we can be the types of leaders that are chief among us.